Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. Alhamdulillah. We hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us yet another beautiful day for us to spend in His obedience. And always remember to be grateful, to be thankful. If you want prosperity, success and barakah in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter, so always do get into the habit of saying Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single state and circumstances that I may be in. So Alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion that we are going to discuss today. And that is the power of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio our respected guest, Mawlana Naushad Attari, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you doing?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All is well, Mawlana Sahib. I hope your day has been going well so far.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. Well, Mawlana Sahib, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the power of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah.
And, you know, inshallah, as we go along this beautiful episode, we will be discussing the impact that it has on our lives, the power that it carries, and how important it is for every single believer, every single Muslim out there to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before starting any permissible and lawful act or deed,
correct,
inshallah.
Correct.
So as we go along, we will be unraveling all of these beautiful different aspects and angles, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there is a very beautiful narration which highlights how important it is for you and I on a daily basis to always send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is mentioned that there was an individual who was very, very sinful and would transgress the limits, would be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this individual was a man from the nation of Bani Israel. So Bani Israel, the people, they knew of him to be sinful, and they did not want to have any relation with him whatsoever, no connection, because of how sinful he was. So this person happened to die, Munasab. And they took his body and they threw it into a dump yard. When that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, go to so and so place. My banda is there, my servant is there. Go there, remove him from that place, give him ghusl, shroud him and give him a proper burial." So Musa alayhi salam also knew that this person, he was sinful. Anyways, he carries out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And afterwards, he wanted to know the wisdom and the secret behind this. So he asked in the court of Allah azza wa jal that, "Oh Allah, What is the wisdom behind this? What is the secret behind this, O Allah? This person disobeyed you. This person transgressed the limits. Allah. What is the wisdom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, what you are saying, it is true. Yes, he disobeyed me. Yes, he transgressed the limits. But O Musa, this particular person had a habit. And that was whenever he would open the Torah, Musa, when he would read the Torah, he would come across the name of my Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kiss the beautiful name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that this was an individual from the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam who recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was rewarded in this way. Imagine you and I being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of reward you and I would be getting, how much of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be showering upon you and I. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in life, each and every one of us, we want success, we want blessings. You and I, we want barakah in the things that we do, in the food that we eat, in the water that we drink, in the house that we live in our marriages, in our children, in our wealth, in our businesses, in our money. We always seek and desire barakah and blessings in them. And to highlight, there are ways to attract these blessings. There are ways to attract these barakat for them to be in our lives. Mm-hmm. And one of those many, many ways is to begin any permissible act with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mm-hmm. When you enter your house, you recite this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you sit in your vehicle, also recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you, before reading a book, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before any permissible act and deed, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you have some work that you want to be complete, it's mentioned that if a person does not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim for any important task, Masab, that work, it remains incomplete. Mm-hmm. Because Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was not recited at the onset. So make it a habit to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before doing any work or task that you have, and you would see that task being completed. And this actually reminds me of a beautiful parable and incident, Masa, wherein there was a particular girl, right? And this girl, she attended a lecture, and in this lecture, the muballigh who was speaking, the orator, he was mentioning the excellences of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the virtues of faith, the power of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And this girl, she got so overwhelmed, she got so excited that she became a Muslim.
Allah.
Just by listening to the virtues of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. She went home all happy, all excited. I became a Muslim. And she goes home. Ever since she heard of it, she made it a habit, Munasab, to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. She would enter her home, she would recite this. She would be closing the curtains, she would recite this. Going to bed, she would recite this. Every permissible act, she was reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Her parents, they were non-Muslims, right? So when her parents came to know that the daughter now accepted Islam, they began to hate her. They began to conspire to even have her killed to that extent, to have her assassinated. Imagine, just because of her embracing Islam, their own daughter, their own blood daughter, Muasab. And so the father, what he did was, he was actually a worker in the king's court, a minister actually.
Right.
He goes to the king, and he gets the ring of the king, and he comes back home. He tells his daughter that keep this ring here. It's the king's ring. Keep it, and I will take it from you sometime. So she took the ring by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and she went to sleep at night. The father came, and he put his hand under her pillow. He found the ring. He took it. He threw it out the window. That ring fell into the lake, Masab. And the morning came. A fisherman went to catch some fish.
Right.
And he caught a couple of fish. One fish he caught, this was an extraordinary one, Masab. He went to the market. The father also went that morning to purchase some fish to be cooked at home. He goes in the market to the same fisherman. He asks him that, I want to buy some fish. What is your best fish that you have here? So the fisherman says, okay, I caught this today. It's fresh. He says, okay, I will take this one. He gives it to him. He brings it home and he tells his daughter, oh, my daughter, take this fish, cut it and get it ready for dinner. So the daughter says, okay, she takes it reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. She went to cut the fish. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before cooking, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Everything she's saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As she cut the fish, Muasab, she found the ring inside that fish. The fish, when the father threw it out the window, that fish swallowed it. And now when she's cutting the fish, she sees the same ring inside there. So she takes it. She puts it in her pocket, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fish is ready. She brings it onto the table. And now her father, in order to put her into a trap, thinking that the ring is lost, he asks her that, daughter, where's the ring that I've given you? So she says, puts her hand in the pocket, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, takes it out, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and gives it to the father. The father gets a shock out of his mind. In his mind, he threw the ring out. How did my daughter end up getting it? He gets so shocked. And that's how Masab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the life of this girl due to her reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So from this Masab, I'm sure, you know, there are so many beautiful lessons that we learn from this Masab. Masab, if you can share.
You know, if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every turn, He will make a way out for you.
Subhanallah.
Even if you don't see the way out, you can be fully closed in. You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take His name, you have that conviction from the bottom of your heart. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is in control of everything.
And that to this girl, she was oblivious.
She didn't know her parents or her father plotting and planning.
Yeah.
She developed a habit. Of the reciting of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now those things you mentioned about, for example, you know, she's cooking, she recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before. These may look at, it might look like mundane, ordinary tasks. But those ordinary tasks that everybody's doing every day, sleeping on the bed, wearing clothes, wearing shoes, we're doing it every day, but we can earn thawab. We can earn reward. Two things.
Subhanallah.
By making good intentions. And reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Try to recite the full Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Even if a person says Bismillah too, it qualifies.
So something ordinary can become ordinary. Extraordinary.
Absolutely. Before you put your shoes on, say Bismillah. Put your shoes on. I won't forget when I was staying in Pakistan. And Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, you know, he's a man that he practices what he preaches.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Definitely, Masab.
And when you're observing him now, like one day I think it was Madani Mudhakara. And I was close by and I'm observing him. Hey, before he put his shoe on, his sandal.
Mm-hmm.
He stood there for a while.
Hmm.
Maybe 10 seconds or something.
Right.
That time I didn't know. Hey, what? Later on I found out he's making good intentions.
Allahu Akbar.
Before he puts his
shoes. Wearing shoes. Allah.
He decides, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, puts his right foot. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, puts his left foot.
Subhanallah.
I've never seen this in my life. Look at this. A practical role model for us. And so, like that, before you change your clothes, make good intentions. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. When you're taking off your clothes, before you go into the bathroom, you can earn thawab.
Before entering the bathroom
to relieve yourself.
Allah.
Besides your dua that you would read, right?
Ji.
You know, and then obviously, we also taught that recite Bismillah before your dua for entering the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillahi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Right? I had the privilege of visiting Amir al-Sunnat's home in Bab al-Madinah, Karachi.
Subhanallah.
Along with other Madanis as well.
Ji.
And I noticed that, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, on the walls of that room was written something I never seen before in anybody else's wall. It was written Al-Maut.
Allah.
On all the walls.
Sure.
So any direction you're turning, you're getting a reminder. So part of developing a habit is firstly, you need to create the environment. You want to start any habit, obviously we're talking about good habits, not bad habits. Create the environment. Set reminders. If you need to put reminders on your phone, don't forget to recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And put stickers up, like how Amir al-Sunnah does.
Right.
He puts these stickers up for our tarbiyat also. So create the environment, set the environment, and then track and monitor your progress. I will advise ourselves and our respected listeners and viewers out there that start with pious deeds, nek a'mal. One of the questions that you need to ask yourself every single day, did you recite Bismillah before doing any permitted things?
Subhanallah.
Imagine
Subhanallah.
Every day of your life you're asking yourself this question. It's going to take root in your mind.
Yes.
And even if you've got 0000, you're going to say, ish, I've got to get a tick over there.
Yeah. No one likes sitting with zeros.
Nobody likes sitting with zeros, you know. So that will motivate you. And that will help you monitor your progress. So you create a setting, you create the environment. If you need to put the reminders on your phone, put stickers at different places, intentions, and one of them, recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim before doing it. So before you put your shoes on, before you lay on the bed, before you dust your bed, recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim and dust your bed. Before you eat your food, what you're reading? Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah.
And if someone does not recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim before eating their food, in that case, what happens?
This is why it is so important for us to learn and to read and to research. And Dawud Sami has all the material.
Alhamdulillah.
There was a person one day in the summary of the hadith. He joined the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba ikram who were eating. Right? They were eating and there was lots of blessings. But this person joined, before they know it, the food was getting finished.
Allahu Akbar.
So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that because the person sat to eat but did not take the name of Allah. So a devil came. When Shaitan came and was joining him, therefore the blessings were getting finished quickly.
Allah, Allah.
So if it happens to us, it can happen to anybody. We could forget to recite the dua before eating, which starts with Bismillah, then we are taught. Whenever you remember, even if you got one morsel left, read this. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu.
If someone forgets to
recite the dua before eating.
Right.
Then even if he has one morsel left, last niwala. If he remembers, quickly read this here. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Very simple, very easy. It's mentioned in the narration. The person who does that, the devil that joined the person to eat and took away the blessings, will take out whatever they ate.
Subhanallah.
Whatever they ate will take it out. Because a person remembered and recited this.
That actually makes me recall one narration, Master, way in it's written that there was once a fat shaitan and there was once a thin shaitan. And the fat shaitan, healthy one, he asked the thin shaitan, scrawny one, that why is it that you are so weak and you know you're so thin and weak? What's the reason for that? So the thin shaitan says that I am acquainted with such a person who always recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And due to him reciting that, I cannot partake in the food that he is eating. And so the thin shaitan now asks the healthy and fat shaitan that, how is it that you are so fat? And so he says that I am appointed with such a person who is completely heedless of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And when he eats food, I partake in the food that he is eating.
That shaitan will get obesity.
So we see, so how important, you know, it is to, especially for Muslims, to always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Absolutely.
And also, Masab, the translation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, what actual and correct translation, Masab?
Well, some people, they translate as in the name of Allah.
Right.
It's also correct because you are beginning with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
But Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Kanzul Iman has translated it in such a way that he starts with the name of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And the translation is
mind-blowing.
Well, that was Allah Hazrat.
Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah. He starts the translation of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, in whose name I commence with.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So, Allah Hazrat is our role model. He's our guide. He's our the reviver of the deen. The scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of bid'ah. And Dawud Islami is following in his footsteps.
Yes.
So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Kanzul Iman translation is the safest to read. The safest, to save your iman, that is the safest. Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi rahmatullah ta'ala ali, Allah grant him a high station in Jannah, has done the English translation of Kanzul Iman.
Alhamdulillah.
And has given us Miftahul Ihsan commentary in English as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Also, Masaba, you know, there's so much of power when a person recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And especially for our viewers of Madani channel, we should make it a habit to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You want barakah in your home, you want your home to be protected from evils, from the shayateen entering your home. And then when before one actually enters their home, they shouldn't just enter like that.
Yes.
Then, I mean, they should first of all recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then enter their home. Because that will prevent the shayateen and the evil jinns from also entering the home with
them. How many people do this, but? And then we have domestic problems in the house.
Arguments, anger.
What do you think that shaitan who enters with you, what his job is?
To cause all of this.
To create friction between husband and wife, between parents and the children, between siblings. We see domestic disputes on the rise. Jinn problems, spiritual problems on the rise. Well, how many of us practice on this? It's something, it'll take you 2 seconds to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before you enter the house, enter with your right foot. Make salam loudly. And say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, if nobody's at home.
Right.
And they read, Qul huwallahu ahad, one time.
Once.
Okay. By doing this, there's two benefits.
Right.
One is, the home will be protected against domestic disputes. If there is, it will be removed. And the other is, that person will gain blessings in their income.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
These things will take 1 minute, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But you have to make these kind of things, you have to make it a habit. Because many of us are not used to making good intentions. Many of us are not used to reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Even before doing mundane things, ordinary things. But example, nek amal, pious deeds, if we always reminding ourselves, every day we're reminding ourselves. If we put other reminders, stickers too, no problem. Not just for us to remind us, but the family members as well.
Right.
Then, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with the training of Amir Ahl Sunnat and this environment of Dawah Islami, sometimes like when I'm doing something at home, then the small one will say, Abba, don't forget to recite Bismillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
We forget, we can forget. So I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah.
But this is one of the benefits of being part of this environment of Dawah Islami. That if you forget to do the teaching, Amir al-Sunnat is doing the teaching. Madini channel is doing the teaching. The environment itself, the platforms, the facilities. Automatically.
It's there.
You know, the reminders are always there.
Right.
And we need reminders all the time.
Yes.
It's not a once-off thing. Okay, I learned Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we must read Bismillah ar-Rahman before entering the house. I can forget it. What about on the wall, which is outside my house, where the door is, next to the wall, I put a sticker over there. Don't forget. So before I go inside, I'm looking at the sticker. Hey,
as a reminder.
As a reminder.
Subhanallah.
So we can do these things, no problem. Do these things, and you eventually you'll form the habit. Before I put my shoes on, before I use my miswak, before I brush my teeth, before I enter the toilet, you know, before I cook food, whatever, even ordinary things. Make the good intentions, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then there'll be blessings in that. And another narration says, whoever does, who says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and does something, permitted of course, then that thing will be completed.
Subhanallah.
Will be successfully completed. There are times when it is prohibited to recite Bismillah.
Sure, so it's not in every case where a person can recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Those cases are before a person commits a sin. Some sin, some wrongdoing, some guna. It is forbidden. It is a sin.
For something that's haram.
Haram. To do something haram, to commit a sin, before that, it is not allowed. It is forbidden and a sin to say Bismillah and do it.
Some people also do masaf. They say, I'm sure you must have noticed as well, when if everyone is sitting to eat, right, then they'll say, make Bismillah, or do Bismillah.
So yeah, so this is not right, actually.
It's also not appropriate.
Ulama Ikram have advised, rather tell the person, recite your dua, like Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, and join us. So do Bismillah, and these things we should avoid.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these are some important aspects that Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, and that is something that we should take into consideration, when to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when not to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And of course, when it comes to anything haram, anything sinful, then a person should not at all cost be reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But something lawful, something permissible before doing something good, then by all means, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, most of sometimes a person, right, those who are eligible of driving, they sometimes get into the vehicle, they drive, and you know, nowadays it's such way, even if you are a good driver, Masab, you know, even if you are taking all the precautions on the road, it happens such way you have to end up driving for the other driver as well. You know, because sometimes accidents happen not by your fault, sometimes it happens by another person's fault. And these are something, these cases are unpredictable. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such accidents. But most of there are ways, you know, for a person to be protected from it as well. And it's mentioned that when a person, you know, leaves their home, sits in the vehicle and recites Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then they remain under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make us say, however, also, the next time when you sit into your vehicle, then recite Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And you would see much, much barakah in this. And
if I can just share,
Jiji Masu.
Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the Fath Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushakar, Allah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that if he is caught up in any calamity, he must read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim.
Subhanallah.
And the very same thing When we start, before we start our car, in fact, before we enter the vehicle, we recite Bismillah.
Right.
Enter the vehicle. Before you put the ignition on or you press your button, Bismillah, and press. And you read your du'as.
Right.
Du'a Subhanalladhi sakhara lana, the du'a, the one that you mentioned, that for leaving the home.
Right.
And then recite also Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. This is for protection.
Right.
You know, of course you got to put your seatbelt and all those other things have
to
be in order.
Your stuff.
Yes, yeah. And you obey the traffic rules. In fact, that's one of the questions in Nek Amal, pious deeds. It's one of the questions. Did you obey the traffic laws?
Subhanallah.
Those who are on their bikes, make sure you got your helmet on. You know, so if you have that yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you read these things, there'll be blessings, there'll be protection. Who doesn't want that? These two main things everybody wants: blessings and protection.
Subhanallah.
For themselves, for their family, for their home. When they leave the home, like you mentioned, you have to drive for other people.
Yeah.
There's drunk drivers there. There's people who are not qualified to drive, or the vehicle is not roadworthy.
Yeah.
You know? So you take whatever precautions are necessary, and you also practice upon these wada'if, these du'as. And you'll see, inshallah, there'll be blessings and also there will be protection.
Yes.
Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects one, who can harm you?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So all of these blessings, Rasab, you know, it's so beautiful that a person recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and they see the blessings in this world, you know, and they would see the blessings in the hereafter as well. And also, Rasab, they would see the blessings in the qabr as well.
Yes.
In Durr-i Mukhtar, this beautiful fiqh book of the Hanafi school of thought, it's mentioned in there that there was a particular individual before passing away, before dying, he made a will. And on his will, he wrote that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim must be written on my forehead and on my chest. So he passed away.
Subhanallah.
His will was carried out. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was written on his forehead and on his chest. And someone saw him in a dream. And they asked him that, what is your condition? Or what is your state? How are you treated? And he says that when I was placed in the grave, then the angels of punishment, they came to me. And when they saw that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is written on my forehead and on my chest, then they said that you are safe from punishment.
Allah.
Allah. Subhanallah. 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 Imagine, due to the blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, this person, he got saved from the punishment. And Allama Shami Rahimahullah, he says that writing Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the forehead and La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the chest of the deceased, this can also be done. But there's a way of doing it as well. And he mentioned that this should be done after giving ghusl to the deceased and before putting on the shroud. And also, Munasab, has mentioned that this shouldn't be used using ink or paint or anything of that sort.
Allah.
Rather, a person should take the index finger and write on the forehead and on the chest. And due to the barakah and virtue of this, such a person will be saved Allah from the punishment of the qabr. Inshallah. This is what our beautiful religion of Islam teaches us, Munasab.
Can I advise something?
Jiji.
That there's a wonderful booklet called Madani Wul.
Madani Wul.
Ji.
Achcha.
Authored by Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah. And every person out there, in fact, you're making a normal will for your estate, for you, who is going to get the inheritance, whatever it is, according to Sharia. Right? Include in there that the instructions contained in Madani Wul must be followed. Because Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he put down some points there. A person is to pass away, these things must also be done.
Right.
And what you mentioned, that those points are there also.
Sure.
with the Shahada finger, right? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on the forehead. And there's other things. Kalima Sharif, etc. The details are in the book. So if somebody, if you included that in your will, that you know what, after when I pass away, make sure this is also followed. And fortunate are those who they are given ghusl and the kafan is put on them by qualified, experienced mubalighin of Dawat Islami. They're going to follow this system. Because that is going to benefit the deceased in the qabr.
Definitely. Definitely.
But these plannings we have to do beforehand. Whilst we are alive, we have to do these plannings.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakallah Murasab for that beautiful insight into this matter as well. And this is very, very beneficial, the views of Madini Channel. If someone has, when you come to know of someone that has passed away from your family or any of your friends, then at least now we know what to do and how to make it easy for them in the qabr, because they are now journeying to the next part. They are journeying now towards Alami Barzakh, towards the qabr. And by us taking this initiative to write with our index finger, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and all that Munasab has mentioned on their forehead, on their chest, this will help save them, inshallah, from the punishments of the qabr. So, alhamdulillah, Murasab, also one may wonder that, you know, the Holy Quran, it begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And subhanallah, Sheikh Alama Ahmad Sawi rahimahullah, he mentioned that the Quran begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim so that people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follow this practice and they start every good action with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the Holy Quran teaches us as well that we too should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before any permissible and lawful act. Alhamdulillah, Musa, we do have a very melodious and heartfelt kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us also go forward and rejuvenate our hearts and souls with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nigaahe lutf ke ummeedwar hum bhi hain, liye hue ye dil beqrar hum bhi hain. Teri ek chashme rahmat se tera bimar behtar hai, hazaron din bhi nuskhon se nigah hai yaar behtar hai. Jagah mil jaye gar ba posh gahe yaar mein mujhko, ये मसनद ताऊस से सदबार बेहतर है, खुशा ये मसनद ताऊस से सदबार बेहतर है. तेरी एक चश्मे रहमत से तेरा बीमार बेहतर है, हजारों दिन भी नुस्खों से निगाह है यार बेहतर है. शहनशाही से बढ़कर बरदारी, शहनशाही سکندر سے تیرا ایک خادم دربار بہتر ہے، سکندر سے تیرا ایک خادم دربار بہتر ہے، تیری ایک چشم رحمت سے تیرا بیمار بہتر ہے، ہزاروں طبی نسخوں سے نگاہ یار بہتر ہے، مقام و مرتبہ ساری خدائی سے میرے آقا، مقام و مرتبہ ساری خدائی سے میرے آقا، تیرا اس پار بہتر ہے، 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 تیری ایک چشم رحمت سے تیرا بیمار بہتر ہے، ہزاروں طبی نسخوں سے نگاہ یار بہتر ہے، میرے آقا سے خوشبو خلد کی یوں عرض کرتی ہے، خوشبو خلد کی یوں عرض کرتی ہے، ہر ایک خوشبو سے تیرے جسم کی مہکار بہتر ہے، ہر ایک خوشبو سے تیرے جسم کی مہکار بہتر ہے، تیری ایک چشم رحمت سے تیرا بیمار بہتر ہے، ہزاروں طبی نسخوں سے نگاہ یار بہتر ہے، کھلا ہے ایوکم مثلی سے یہ عقدا ندی مختر، کھلا ہے ایوکم مثلی سے یہ عقدا ندی مختر، ہر ایک بہتر سے ذات حق کا وہ شہکار بہتر ہے، ہر ایک بہتر سے ذات حق کا وہ شہکار بہتر ہے، تیری ایک چشم رحمت سے تیرا بیمار بہتر ہے، ہزاروں طبی نسخوں سے نگاہ یار بہتر ہے،
ہے
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us the ability and tawfiq to implement the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah into our lives as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing a very beautiful topic, and that is the power of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And Munasab has shed much light on this topic with regards to different aspects on this topic as well. When Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim should be recited, when it should not be recited. And now, alhamdulillah, we move on with our topic for today. And alhamdulillah, we have discussed also the reason of why the Quran starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, to teach you and I that we too, before starting any permissible task or work, we should also begin with the name of Allah by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, and also another reason why we should start our tasks with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is because in the past, the Arab disbelievers, they would start every task of theirs with the name of their false gods.
Allah.
And that is why it became important for us as believers, for us as Muslims, to start every task with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show what, to illustrate our opposition to the disbelievers. Mm. So from this we also learn that every act of a Muslim should be contrary to the customs of the disbelievers, because it is not befitting for us believers, for us Muslims, to love or to imitate them. So always make it a habit that we should do contrary to the disbelievers, and before starting any permissible task, begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much power in this, dear views of Madinah Channel. When you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that is ordinary becomes extraordinary. It becomes blessed. The food that you cook at home for your families, especially for our Islamic sisters, when you cook food, and by you reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before cooking, even that pot of food becomes blessed.
Allah.
And everyone, when they are eating that food, when they are taking morsels in, it's becoming noor and light into their stomach. So make it a habit also. There is immense, immense power in reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, to such an extent that it's even mentioned there's a very beautiful story. Wherein there was a person, a man, he passed away, and he left behind a pregnant wife, and she gave birth to a baby boy. When this boy grew up, and when he reached the age of where now he can, you know, read and he can write, he's of an understanding age. So she sent him to a madrasa, And the ustad, the teacher, taught this child to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And due to him reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the father got saved from punishment. The father got saved from azab. In narration, it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, how can I punish the one who is under the earth, who is below the earth, whilst his son above the earth, above the ground, is glorifying and mentioning my name. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this, Masa, that because of the son, the father attains salvation.
Well, it's up to the parents.
Hmm.
What are we investing in our children?
Hmm. Hmm.
Are we only concentrating on worldly success?
Right.
Are we only concentrating on worldly education?
Hmm.
If that is the case, then who knows? Maybe that same son or daughter will not even make dua for us when we pass away.
Allah.
So Yes, give them the necessary worldly education, no issue, no problem.
Ji.
But priority. Priority is ilmuddin, knowledge of Islam. They must know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must know about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Right.
They must know about Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. They must know about the Salah.
Ji.
Wudu, ghusl, all these fara'id, obligatory things. That's where the parents come in. And the parents, it is their main responsibility not just to provide food and comfort and shelter for the children, but to create a waladun salih. To create a pious child that will make dua for them when they leave the world. Because this training doesn't happen in a day, in a week.
Right.
It's a constant thing. It's an everyday
basis.
Every day. Something you have to. I'm not talking about sitting them down and giving them a 1 hour speech,
right,
or half an hour speech. 2 minutes. Just plant one seed in their mind.
And that's it.
That's it. Then you water it with some reminders in the future.
Right.
So you must have a plan of action. Another 2 minutes. You're playing with them. Plant one seed in their mind.
Yeah.
Four times when it is best and most effective to influence your children. Four times in particular. When they are eating, when they are going to sleep,
right,
when they are traveling with you, and when they are sick.
Subhanallah.
You want maximum influence these four times.
These four times are highly, highly effective.
There'll be others, but these are the most effective times to influence the mind of your child. You just have to plant one small seed, that's all. Within 2-3 minutes. And kids love stories.
Yes, yes.
The stories you mentioned are so beautiful. True stories with wonderful lessons. These kind of fascinating stories. Even grown-ups like. We also like these stories.
Yes.
Imagine how much kids love them. But they'll be learning something. Instead of telling them that useless fairy tales out there,
right,
tell them these kind of stories.
That are true and authentic.
That are true.
Yeah.
You know, ever since I learned it when I can, I do this also. I tell my kids bedtime stories. If I'm there at home,
mashallah,
you know,
mashallah,
after Isha, whenever I'm there,
Ji,
they'll tell me, Abba, story please. Tell us a prophet story. They'll tell me, tell us a prophet story. You just take, there's so many stories in the Quranic wonders.
Yeah.
Fascinating stories.
And beautiful.
Beautiful, like with supernatural, you know, things that's happening there. Miracles and mu'ajizat and kids love it. But of course now you're not going to read out word to word because, you know, you're going to communicate according to their understanding.
Right.
So you paraphrase, you summarize it and you make it like, you know, you make it like more interesting and appealing.
Fascinating.
Make it more fascinating. And then you tell them the lesson that's there in the end. Ultimately, every Muslim, including ourselves, needs to have this in the mind. I need to live my life to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Murasab, for those beautiful words of wisdom. And that is actually a very good form of tarbiyah and upbringing that one can give to their children. All the viewers of Madani Channel, we have approximately 1 minute. And to conclude, there's a very beautiful narration wherein it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 3,000 names.
Allah.
And 1,000 of them are not known to anyone except the angels. And 1,000 names are such that nobody knows except the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. 300 names are mentioned in the Torah. 300 are mentioned in the Injil. And 300 are mentioned in the Zabur. And 99 names mentioned in the Holy Quran. One name is such that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows.
Allah.
However, the three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that appear in Bismillah ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim, they contain the meanings of these 3,000 names. So whoever remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these three names, It is as if he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of those 3,000 names. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So make it a habit to always recite Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and you would see much, much barakah, success and prosperity in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter, inshallah. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom.